sometimes when you're looking for a good deal, you check the advertisements in the newspaper, and many of them offer some really enticing deals.
Mm-hmm. But do you ever read closely, I mean really closely, at the small type at the bottom? The fine print could change everything. Jeff Rossin here with What's Bugging You.
Do you guys like free stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
We love free.
Love sales, right?
Yeah.
Everyone does, and the advertisers know it. And so when you open the newspaper or a magazine, you see the ads with big letters, low mortgage rates, cheap cable, save money. Most of us don't read that teeny tiny print at the bottom, and that means they got you.
We hit the streets to field test the ads. Let's start with this one for cheap long distance.
2 cents. 2 cents.
As low as 2 cents.
You're all wrong.
Because when you read the fine print at the very bottom.
49-cent connection fee charged at each time it connects is 99 cents monthly service charge. Surcharges may apply.
It's not 2 cents anymore, is it?
No.
They're beating us.
Almost every ad you see, it's the same thing. Big promises, small disclaimers.
This is Alina from Farmingville, and the fine print is bugging me.
It's very deceitful.
But in most cases, it's legal. According to the Federal Trade Commission, the fine print has to be presented clearly so customers can understand it.
Can you read that?
No, it's so small, I can't hardly see it.
But it's there, and in the eyes of the government, that's usually enough, as long as the fine print doesn't contradict the big print.
They advertise their prepaid phones for like $39.99. You get down there, and then there's always something else.
And it's not just print ads. How about television and radio, where the guy talks really fast?
Interest rate may be subject to change after first payment. Payment rate is not.
Can you understand that?
Money back in 30 days only if you turn in certain things at certain times.
And sometimes the trick is reading the fine print on the product itself. Watch this. You're drinking Coke.
Yeah.
What do you think's worse for you? That can of Coke or this?
The Coke.
You're wrong.
Really?
Yep, look at the small print on this grapefruit drink. Hard to see because it blends in with that pretty picture. From concentrate, the juice drink actually has more calories, more sugar, more carbs than the Coke.
I always read the fine print, frankly.
You're smarter than most of us, I think.
I don't know about that. More skeptical, maybe.
Maybe we should all be more skeptical. Last year, New York City sued 3 phone companies saying consumers were misled through deceptive advertisements. Nextel and Sprint merged and are still in litigation, but T-Mobile settled and had to pay $135,000. So there is some recourse for bad ads. If you want to see the law for yourself, log on through our website, 7online.com. You can see what's considered misleading and what isn't. Click on the What's Bugging You section. Of course, you can also email us with your What's Bugging You ideas as well on that website you see on your screen.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.